Pianist Glenn Gould was commonly known as a somewhat eccentric personality, obsessive at times over minor details. For instance, before a rehearsal, he was in the habit of endlessly adjusting and readjusting the height of his piano stool. He tried this in Cleveland for several exasperating minutes until the conductor finally chimed in. "Mr. Gould," he said, "if I sliced a fraction of an inch off your derriere, do you think we could begin?" The conductor was George Sell, and that incident well represents his acerbic wit, but not, however, his penetrating musical intellect. For in 1946, Sell rebuilt the Cleveland Orchestra from scratch. His standards were uncompromising, and many didn't make the cut. But during his tenure, many considered the Cleveland Orchestra to be, man for man, the best in the world. The critics marveled at their virtuosity. They could play with the fine-tuned delicacy of a chamber ensemble, yet they could roar with the best of them, unleashing their full powers in the symphonies of Brahms or Sibelius. It was something to hear. Sell conducted the Cleveland Orchestra until his death in 1970. Cleveland has seen many fine conductors since then, and it remains a great orchestra. But it's important to remember that George Sell set the standard many years ago. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Gene Schiller.